We're talking with Charlie Arnott from the Center for Food Integrity. Charlie, you're talking today here at Farm Bureau about really, in effect, big is bad. And the fact that we really have got a perception problem out there with a lot of our agricultural supply chain.
We do, in fact. People are really more likely to believe that large companies, large farms will put profit ahead of public interest. And that's something we have to overcome if we want to build trust. And what our research has shown is that increasing transparency is the key to overcoming that bias against size and scale.
How do we do that?
Well, we've got to be more open. We've got to be more willing to embrace the concept of transparency, to share information about our farms and our practices digitally, to be more engaged in that public conversation, to post on Facebook, to tweet, to be involved in lots of different ways that we can share information.
Well, let's talk a little bit. I know that you have been following probably a lot of this GMO conversation right now. Most recently, we've got Campbell now saying they're going to label. What does that really mean, though?
Well, I think it's a great first step for one of the food companies to step forward and say, we're no longer afraid of putting GM on the labels, that we're comfortable with the benefits of GM, and we think that ultimately it's not going to have a negative impact on consumers buying our product. So I think that's a very positive move. I don't think it's something we need to legislate. I don't think we need mandatory labeling, but I think that companies will see the support of the market, and the market then will respond, and others will come forward and label as well. So I think we can find ways to create better sources of information for consumers, because one of the things we know is that consumers are interested in much more than just GMOs. They want to know about animal care practices, impact on the environment, worker care and treatment, a whole range of different issues, and we need to find ways to be transparent about all of it.
We do have companies out there that don't like the way we do animal agriculture or crop production agriculture, for that matter, as well. They seem to have really gone after this maybe lack of transparency, haven't they?
They have. And, of course, there will always be that minority that decide that they're going to make their brand about something that is not part of conventional whatever it happens to be. So there will be those that decide our brand identity is going to be associated with not being part of conventional farming. That's okay. There will always be those groups. But for the vast majority of people involved in food and production and food and agriculture, conventional farming is the way that we're going. So we have to find better ways to connect and willingness to be more transparent about who we are and what we do.
For animal agriculture specifically, what's the game plan? In other words, how do producers, how's a rancher, for example, get his arms around being more transparent?
Well, there's an egg farm in California that has cameras in their barns 24/7. You can go to their website anytime you want and actually see what's taking place. So that's one way of making their information available, to simply post it on their website to say, you want to see how hens lay eggs? Come look at our website. It's not great video. Watching hens lay eggs is not riveting video. But what it does is it demonstrates that we have nothing to hide. There's nothing here to hide. If you're interested in knowing more about who we are and what we do, come take a look. And there are lots of ways to make that happen, whether it's posting videos or having cameras be live, tweeting, posting on Facebook, lots of ways to make information available, all of which demystifies who we are and what we do and helps put a face on farming and helps build that trust in today's agriculture.
Along the concept of big is bad, we've also got a lot of folks wanting to pit big versus small agriculture. That seems like that's a lose-lose.
I could not agree more. There's plenty of room for everybody in the grocery store, plenty of room for everybody in agriculture. Big, small, each of us has an opportunity. So if we can talk about what's good about what we do and our particular niche in agriculture, that's a whole lot better than talking about what's wrong with what the other guy does. So I think there's plenty of room for everyone. We can be proud of what we are, whether you're small, organic, local, niche, large, conventional, whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm. There's more than enough room for everybody in agriculture. Let's talk about the positive aspects of who we are and what we do, be transparent about it, and then let consumers make their choice.
Where is this conversation going in your mind?
It's going to go faster, and it's going to become more demanding. So the request for transparency continues to increase. What consumers have told us today is there's no premium for transparency. If you're not transparent, the perception is you either have something to hide or you don't have a good story to tell. So we need to get on the bandwagon and understand transparency is the absolute key to building trust going forward.